When are you two gonna break down and install a holoprojector aboard the Falcon?
Luke asked Leia when he had settled herself at the engineering console in the main hold. We don't have enough problems with the ship already?
Point taken,
Luke said. To Leia's eyes, he looked not just melancholy, but haunted. The comm showed him to be communicating from Coruscant.
Han says that the search has been interesting.
Small talk, Leia thought, but what was the harm?
We traced the Falcon to two men who owned it before Lando, she told him. But we may have reached a dead end.
You're returning to the core?
Assuming something doesn't come up.
Luke stirred.
You wanted to let me know about Seth.
Leia smiled faintly.
You can read my mind from that distance?
If you wanted me to, but there was no need. Galactic Alliance intelligence gave me the full story.
Luke, Alana told me that Seth reminded her of Jason. She couldn't articulate the reason, but she felt that he posed a danger to her.
Luke withdrew for a moment. Leia could almost feel him absorbing the news. Did his face pale, or was it simply the comm connection?
Seth has given Dala another reason to distrust us,
Luke said.
Because a single Jedi behaves recklessly?
A young Jedi who reminds Alana of Jason.
Leia was lost for words.
Luke, Alana is a child.
Is it true that Seth disarmed half a dozen soldiers?
It was the way he did it that concerned me.
Luke nodded.
I was certain that ability was the sole province of Jason, taught to him by Force users he'd visited during his travels.
Could Jason have instructed some of the Jedi?
I don't see how he could have done that. Not without one of the Masters knowing.
Luke shook his head.
This is something new.
And Dala thinks what?
Leia said.
That Jason was the beginning of a trend? That all of us are going to the dark side?
I think she'd like to be persuaded that was the case, as frightening as it would be.
I don't care what she thinks. Do you believe there's some connection between Jason's turn and Seth's actions?
Leia paused to let Luke think it over.
Has Seth contacted you?
Seth is at large. Galactic Alliance intelligence has several groups of Mandalorian troops looking for him.
Luke,
Leia said.
I know. In the meantime, I'm recalling everyone.
Including Jaina?
Yes.
How is she?
Luke was silent for a long moment.
If you'd had a chance to kill our father, would you have done it?
I don't understand what you're asking me.
Our father stood by while Alderaan was destroyed. If he had done that, knowing that you were his daughter, would you have killed him if you'd had a chance?
I might have tried, yes.
Imagine if you had been a Jedi at that point. Would you have tried to kill him?
How can I know? I might have made the same choice you made at Endor.
It's long been rumored that the Jedi Masters who went to arrest Supreme Chancellor Palpatine at the end of the Clone Wars were intent on killing him if he didn't surrender. They were convinced that he was too dangerous to be allowed to live.
That was Palpatine's claim, Leia countered. We don't know what the Jedi were intending to do.
After a long moment, she said,
Han has set a course for the core. We'll join you on Coruscant.
No, not yet,
Luke said sharply.
Not until I've spoken with Dala. She needs to be persuaded that using Mandalorians to hunt down Seth is a mistake, and she needs to be reassured that the Jedi police themselves.
Are you certain we can't help?
I want to assess the situation before drawing you into it.
Leia nodded in a resigned way.
We'll wait to hear from you.
She was still sitting at the engineering station when Alana hurried into the hold from the cockpit connector.
Grandma, we found him! 3PO found him!
Leia caught her in her arms.
Slow down, sweetie. 3PO found who?
The circus owner.
Dax Dugan,
Han said as he and C-3PO entered the hold.
Apparently he lives on Agora.
Naturally, Orto was first on the list of worlds I searched. But in my haste, I neglected to consider that he might reside on a neighboring world in the Sluis sector.
You did great, 3PO,
Alana said. Han nodded in agreement.
Good job, Goldenrod. I'm bringing us out of hyperspace so we can send him a message.